4 and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and dedicated and long endured can live through such a struggle. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We are met to dedicate a portion of it as a final resting place of those who gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men living and dead who have struggled here have consecrated this power of our power to act or to detract. The world will very little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, better to be dedicating the unfinished work that they so nobly carried on. It is for us, better to be here dedicating to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that the nation shall, under God, have a new birth of freedom, and the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.